The term middle class is being invoked again. Here's an ad from Hillary Clinton talking about how the deck has been stacked against these regular people.
So I'm going to do everything I can to try to get that deck reshuffled so being middle class means something again.
But in her tax plan, households of four earning up to $250,000 a year would qualify as middle class. And when then-candidate Obama and Mitt Romney were running for president, they also picked that number. And people who make that much, as well as people who don't, always cry foul. Let's remember why with Ali Velshi. He hosts Ali Velshi on Target on the Al Jazeera America Network. Ali, why that number, 250,000?
It's an interesting number. I've been studying this for a few years, and I've tried to figure out where the 250,000 first came from. It doesn't make a great deal of sense, but what it does do is it politically covers your bases. So if you're a Republican or a Democrat and you've got a strong donor or support base in the American Northeast or in major American cities, then it appeals to young professionals who either earn that on their own or a married couple that earns that kind of money to say, hey, I want tax breaks. I feel like I'm slipping backward. I'm part of the middle class. The truth is, it's very hard to define what the middle class is. Mathematically, based on the income distribution in the United States, anything above about $206,000 puts you in the top 5%
right.
of income earners, not the middle class.
Right. And you can say what the median income is. And
yes.
Isn't more like $58,000?
About $53,000 or $54,000, depending on how you calculate it. That's a government number. But when you think about it, look, poverty line is in the mid-20s, so nobody's arguing that the median income is middle class, but what you can argue is that in some places in the southeast of the United States and in some cases the southwest or in rural America, you can be middle class for a lot less money than you
right.
can be in New York or New Jersey or Washington or Chicago or L.A.
Well, it's being highly debated. There was an opinion piece for the New York Times by Bryce Covert of the left-leaning news blog Think Progress who, you know, he said, wait a second. I'm paraphrasing, but 250, that's the rich, you know, and as you said, the top 5%.
Mm-hmm.
And others like Allison Schrager in a Quartz article point out, wait a minute, if you're living on 250 in a city like Manhattan with two kids in college, you're suddenly poor. Whereas if you're a single person
yeah.
making 50,000 with no responsibilities, no rent, you're rich. So it's hard.
Yeah, I tried to even this out. I spent an entire year following a number of American families in different parts of the city, different parts of the country, with very different circumstances to determine what the middle class life represents. And what it means is a certain amount of security, the ability to live in your home, have it paid for, whether it's rented or you've bought it, have some money aside for contingencies, allow your children to get an education, cover your health care expenses. And in some cases, I had a family in Long Island, a family of three, where they earned upward of $100,000 and couldn't do any of those things that you would associate with a middle-class
right.
life. You can find a family earning $80,000 in Cincinnati, and they are achieving all of those things. Part of the problem is sentimentally, Americans who thought they were in the middle class historically always felt themselves improving their lot. The touchstone of this generation is that people feel it's very, very easy to slip out of the middle class and are using terms like lower class or working class
right.
or low income. And that's what the problem is.
So candidates beware. Ali Velshi, who hosts Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.